Welcome back to Patriots Preview, presented by your New England Honda dealers, Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper at Splitsville, Patriot Place, Foxborough. It's time now to check in with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. He is brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. In New England, we're used to winning, and with a degree from Franklin Pierce University, you can win your dream job. Visit franklinpierce.edu. Andy Hart joins us from inside Gillette Stadium today. Andy?
Morning, fellas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you, Andy.
I laugh. I just remembered a conversation you and I had years ago, Andy, about that very sad Christmas song, and I can't remember what it is right now because I heard the Christmas music, and I'm thinking, oh, we have Andy Hart. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, Dan Fogelberg and the snow turned into rain.
Thank you.
I don't know the name of it. It's my favorite Christmas song.
I don't know either.
The old high school couple meets in the grocery store. They get a six-pack. They go sit in the car. It's tremendous. I love it.
And it all ends in a very sad fashion. Oh, I wish we had
they
all
run
day.
Out of things to
you
say.
You should hear Andy go at length about this song. It's amazing.
Jeez. It's a great song.
Right. I don't know that it is. It's very
sad.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All
people
right,
should
Andy,
listen to it more. It doesn't get the respect it deserves.
What do the Patriots have on their hands today in Buffalo?
I think they have a little bit of a dangerous Bills team. This defense is legit. We saw that the first time. We've been saying for a while, if they had an offense and a quarterback, that defense would be even better. And I think they are dangerous defensively. But offensively, it's all about the big plays. If you just don't allow Josh Allen to run the ball all over the field and hit this Foster kid who's come out of nowhere from the practice squad, undrafted Alabama kid making big plays all over the field, then they really can't do anything offensively. And I think it's up to the Patriots to just come out and say, I know it's Christmas, and I know we're not used to fighting for hats and T-shirts this time of year and divisions and all that. This is still our home field, and we're still a team to beat. And I think that means start fast and just get a lead and then kind of cruise to doing your job today.
Who do you think, Andy, replaces Josh Gordon in the Patriots offense? Who gets that playing time? Is this the reemergence of Philip Dorsett?
I don't think so. I think Philip Dorsett is more of an inside guy. With his size and his ability. I know he has the quote-unquote speed
to be an outside guy.
Yeah, I just don't think that's his game. I've never seen him really look comfortable as that being his game. And therefore, I think it falls on Chris Hogan, who I know he's been playing some, but really has, you know, he's been zero catches a handful of times, a couple catches here or there. He had the return to glory last week, which really was sort of what he was in his first season as a Patriot. Defenses would lose him. And he would take advantage. That's why he tied for the league lead in yards per reception with DeSean Jackson that year. That's what you saw last week. And he's not going to get that anymore. This is more like Chris Hogan in September when Edelman's out and Gordon's not here yet and defenses are paying a little attention to Chris Hogan. And I think people were disappointed with the production from him. But he's also a guy that he's not that far removed from an AFC title game a couple of years ago where he caught whatever it was, a 180 and two touchdowns and helps you get to and then win a Super Bowl. So I think he's the guy that has the history of reliability for Tom Brady, has proven that he can make some plays, but it's a different beast now. You're not fitting in with other playmakers and just sort of getting yours where you get yours. They need him to make some plays on the outside. They, at the very least, they need a Brandon LaFell role from him where he can start a drive with a comeback, move the chains on a little out, and we'll see whether he's ready for that, but I think he's the guy that's going to be leaned on in the passing game. In reality, I think the guy that needs to step up is not a receiver. I think it's rookie running back Sony Michel. I think they need to run the football. I think he needs to prove his value. I think even with Josh Gordon, they were going to need to have a running game. Without Josh Gordon, I think they really need to have a running game heading towards January.
Andy, do you think that Chris Hogan has been open at times and Brady has not looked for him or found him? And I know that changes now. The math changes without Gordon. But
yep.
I have the suspicion, and I know I've seen on enough plays where Hogan could have been an option, and he wasn't. And I don't know. I've heard a little bit of maybe some chirping about it here and there that he's been open and thinks he's been open. And
yep.
I'm curious to know what you think.
I do think he's been open at times, and I do think he's chirped a little bit at times because, remember, it's a contract year. And when money gets involved, you know, a guy like him got a nice contract coming as a restricted free agent. But where does he end up next year? What's his pay grade next year? You know, that's something you really have to look at if you're him. And I do think he's shown a little bit on the field at times. If you go back and watch his times, he thinks he's open and he gives sort of the body
the
language,
up.
Throw the hands up.
Yeah, he throws the hand up quite a bit.
Yes. So But again, there's a different view for Tom Brady. You know, a lot of guys think they're open. A, you're not always open, or B, he doesn't always see you because he can't see. The reality is no quarterback sees the entirety of the field at all times. And he's looking in areas. He's looking for reads and progressions. But I think Brady may have been investing elsewhere, and I do think he was investing in Gordon, like we've seen him do over the years with a variety of guys. Brandon Lloyd or Chad Ochocinco. I think he invests in those guys knowing that he's going to need them and be able to trust them come January. I think he was investing in Gordon. Now he may need to go back to reinvesting in Chris Hogan because that's the guy he's going to lean on in the next month and a half, however far they go. So, yes, I think he was open at times and got missed. I don't think he'll get missed now because I think Brady's going to be, you know, it's more of a priority.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, it'd be interesting with Hogan. You know, I think there certainly have been times that he's been open and hasn't gotten the ball, but I also think the frequency of that has been exaggerated because if he were open all the time, then Brady would be throwing him the ball. You know, and I think the reason he doesn't get the ball is that earlier in the year in those first three, four games when Brady was looking for him, he wasn't getting open. And why I don't have a ton of confidence in Hogan is that when it shows when his matchup gets elevated from, say, a 3 or 4 receiver to a 2 or a 1, he doesn't match up well with starting corners and doesn't get open consistently.
I agree with you, and I would say the same thing about Philip Dorsett. I know he's been the guy that has sort of gotten this little, I don't know, cult following, or people don't understand why he doesn't get more opportunities and why he hasn't had his chance. I don't really think he's that good. I'm sorry.
No, I don't either.
You know, he catches the ball when it's thrown to him more often than not, usually for about 7 yards. He's not a huge run-after-catch guy. There's yards per catch. Nothing blows me off the field, and I think he's a similar type guy. Can he be left open and make a play? Sure. Can he get open and make a play? I think that's more difficult, and I think that's the same thing with Chris Hogan, and that's why there's a concern here, because you feel like you're coming off some weeks where Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, your true playmakers, aren't necessarily maximizing their opportunities, getting open, catching the football, making plays, moving the chains. Now you lose a guy who was a top 3 or 4 playmaker, and you're forced to bump up the sort of domino effect of Chris Hogan or Philip Dorsett. I think there's reason for trepidation in the passing game. I do.
Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, thanks. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Boy, that flies by when you're having fun. Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas, Andy Hart. Coming up next, we'll get the inactives for the Patriots and also set the scene with Bob Soucy all on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.